This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Atlanta outrage.
It was murder that was not justified.
New video in Floyd case.
Check his pulse.
Check his right
pulse. Check his pulse.
Battling the virus.
I am seeing more cases that we're having to admit to hospital.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kaffin with the CBS World News Roundup. There's anger in Atlanta over the death of a black man at the hands of police on Friday night. CBS's Mark Strassman spoke with the man's wife.
Right now, I'm still not processing the fact that my husband's not coming home ever.
Tamika Miller and her husband, 27-year-old Rayshard Brooks, had four children. A knock on the door Saturday morning shattered their world.
Because once I heard, I'm sorry to tell you, I knew nothing. It was nothing good.
On Friday night, two white Atlanta police officers responded to a call at a Wendy's. In the drive-thru, they found Brooks sleeping in his car. At first, their talk was cordial. At one point, Brooks offered to walk to his sister's house.
I can just go home. I have my daughters there right now. My daughter's birthday was yesterday.
But Brooks failed a field sobriety test.
Put your hands behind your back, boy.
And that's when a fight broke out.
Brooks grabbed a police taser and was shot in the back. The officer was fired. A coroner ruled it a homicide. CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
The shooting drew condemnation from the Georgia NAACP and its president, Reverend James Major Woodall.
We can sum it up in four words, that we are done dying.
He is calling for an overhaul of policing and state funding to be diverted to community programs. Vince Champion, Southeast Regional Director for the union representing the Atlanta officers, says city officials should have waited before firing the officer who shot and killed Brooks.
The attorney representing George Floyd's family has released video from a bystander who was there the night he died.
Bro, he has not moved not one time.
He's off.
The four officers in the Floyd case are all facing criminal charges. At least seven Minneapolis cops have quit or are in the process of doing so, citing a lack of support from the city and department leaders. Now to California, CBS's Steve Futterman's got the latest on the investigation into the hanging death of a black man.
The coroner's office says it's likely 24-year-old Robert Fuller killed himself.
It appears that Mr. Fuller has tragically died by suicide.
But reaction to that announcement has been anger. Robert Fuller's family and friends say he was not suicidal.
Robert was a good little brother to us, and we just want to know the truth.
Officials want the California Attorney General to conduct an independent investigation, and new questions are now also being raised about another similar hanging, also involving a black man, that took place on May 31st, around 50 miles away.
In Hollywood, thousands of protesters proclaimed all Black Lives Matter. Those words were painted on the pavement in rainbow colors. Activists spoke in support of gay and transgender people of color. In Washington, there's a better idea of what kind of police reforms might emerge from the Republican-controlled Senate.
South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is expected to formally submit the Republican proposal for police reform later this week. He told Face the Nation curbing police immunity from lawsuits would be a poison pill for his party. But Scott said he would be open to stripping certifications for officer misconduct.
Decertification would be a path that I would be interested in looking at.
In a CBS News radio interview on Friday, Vice President Pence said he would support restrictions on chokeholds.
Chokeholds should never be used except where deadly force is authorized.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
At least 9 states report coronavirus increases over the past 3 days. It all comes as more businesses reopen and outdoor crowds increase. CBS's Omar Villafranca in Dallas says hospitalizations are going up in Texas.
Record-high coronavirus cases in Texas won't stop it from opening what it calls Phase 3. Restaurants can operate at 75% capacity. And the state played host to the first PGA tournament in 3 months without fans in attendance. Experts are concerned about a lack of urgency in some communities. Dr. Catherine Troisi is an epidemiologist at the University of Texas School of Public Health.
We don't want to be in the position of Italy, where they had to make some very hard decisions about who got medical care.
Hospitalizations in Texas have climbed more than 50% since Memorial Day.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is reopening today in Cleveland with social distancing rules. In Europe, Greece has reopened tourist islands, and border checkpoints came down in France and Germany. The U.S. Air Force says a fighter plane with one person on board crashed into the North Sea. The status of the pilot is not known. It was a training mission from a British base. A Russian court has sentenced American businessman Paul Whelan to prison on a spying conviction. CBS's Vicky Barker.
After the verdict and the 16-year sentence were pronounced, Whelan shouted that he had no English translation and no idea of what the verdict was. The former U.S. Marine has insisted all along that he was framed, that he thought the flash drive an acquaintance handed him contained holiday photos, not the unspecified state secrets prosecutors alleged.
In the Philippines, journalist Maria Ressa has been convicted of libel and sentenced to 6 years in prison.
Are we a democracy or not? Let us do our jobs.
Her website linked a top businessman to murder and other crimes. She's also been a critic of the Duterte government. The verdict will be appealed. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, a mother is heartbroken after her 4-year-old daughter and 3-year-old son were found dead inside a hot truck. Their father, who left the kids for 5 hours, is now facing murder charges.
Those were our babies. They're supposed to be everything. He took away so much. Not just them, they took everything.
Nearly 43,000 pounds of ground beef, including some sold at Walmart stores nationwide, is being recalled because of possible E. coli contamination. The products were produced June 1st and were sold under the brand names Thomas Farms and Marketside Butcher. Reports say Major League team owners will hold a conference call today. Over the weekend, players said any additional negotiations would be useless. MLB could impose a 50-game regular season, and that could prompt legal action. A cartoon character has a coming out.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Nickelodeon has made it official for Pride Month, confirming SpongeBob is a member of the LGBTQ community. The hashtag SpongeBobIsGay is trending on Twitter, though some speculate he's actually a member of the LGBTQIA community, identifying with the A for asexual. In 2005, SpongeBob creator Steven Hillenburg said he never intended for his squishy yellow sponge or his best friend Patrick to be gay. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Gone with the wind, not gone after all.
After all, tomorrow is another day.
Another day for the film on HBO Max about a week after it was yanked. Now a scholar is adding historical context, and it could be back on the streaming service as soon as this week. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of 2 women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in. no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.